I love these two words found in the gospel just then. I don't know whether you picked it up.
The version is from, I read out from NIV. It said, shameless audacity. Shameless audacity. Wow. That is an incredible word that talks about asking God and seeking God and praying to God.
And on that, I want to share, maybe could have been in a good story, but
we have a church friend, a former church member, who has been diagnosed. Her name is Jocelyn. Joanne Chin. And she has been diagnosed with cancer for about 5 years ago. And she has been battling that for all this while. And unfortunately, she has now reached the latest stage of this. And she has been so brave, so courageous, dealing with this very life-threatening and challenging situation. And Dara and I have been journeying with her. The little things that we can do because of distance, and we really couldn't do that much, other than staying in touch with her regularly as much as possible, and also praying with her and through this very journey. And one of the things she asked for is that one of her daughters has been studying in the United Kingdom. And she really, really want to, I guess, in a way, last the distance so that she could be there to see her youngest daughter graduate. And you know how it is. Cancer. And just back in February, she had a major surgery just to deal with the spread of the cancer and so on. And it's just so tough, so tough. You know? And we just heard the latest news just a couple of days ago that she is well enough to travel to UK this coming week to witness the daughter's graduation. And that's something she's been praying for all this while. And that Dara and I, the little things that we can do, offer our prayers, that we'd be praying for her to make that happen, to ask God. And that's why I come back to this word, shameless audacity. Can we be so shameless, have that shameless audacity to ask and pray and trust in God for His provision?
Well, this is exactly what we're going to talk about today, is based on Hannah's prayer. Hannah's prayer. Now, Hannah's prayer is really a celebration of a God-given opportunity. You and I face many crises, troubles, and difficulties. But sometimes, how do we respond to those situations? It's a choice. Just like this dear sister, she knew what was coming. But you pray and ask and pray. We have different ways of responding to troubles that may come our way, crisis and so on. It's about our attitude, about how we deal with it and so on. And so Hannah's prayer is indeed a celebration of God's given opportunity through the birth of a child, Samuel. It is a response which all of us, as God's people, you and I, are able to embrace as well. Now here, we have four takeouts. I believe we can draw from this Hannah situation and her prayer. The first one that speaks a lot about Hannah, about her prayer life, is that be persistent in prayer. Be persistent in prayer. Let me just quickly give you some background of Hannah's story. Hannah is the wife of Elkanah, but cannot produce any children. And in those days, if you cannot produce a child, you are in trouble. Now, Peninnah is the other wife, and who has given birth to several children. Now, that makes the situation even more difficult. Hannah suffered not only from her infertility, but is mocked and hated by Peninnah. Elkanah, the husband, loved Hannah very much, and try to make up for it by providing her with a double portion of sacrifice. A double portion of meat or extra steak may console some of us, but not for Hannah. Hannah doesn't fight back to the situation, to Peninnah, or try to get even, but goes to the Lord in crying and fasting. That was her response. We see Hannah praying to the Lord not as a vent session, but a desperate plea for God to listen to her plight. And despite the difficult circumstances she faced, Hannah persistently prayed to God with intensity and focus. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15, it says that she poured out her soul before the Lord. Before the Lord. When things are not going to plan or outcome is not what we like to see, it's easier to stop praying and stop believing in thinking that God might have abandoned us. But when we pray, we acknowledge that we are not in control, but welcoming God's sovereignty. That's what happens when we pray. We surrender to God. Dear friends, let us pray intentionally, intently, sincerely, and expectantly. And let us pray with that shameless audacity. The second takeout we have is that we need to surrender all before God. Surrender all before God. When Hannah prayed, she did not hold back. She poured it all out, her whole soul. In 1 Samuel verse 16, it says that I have been praying here out of great anguish and grief. Hannah poured everything to the Lord. She surrendered every raw emotion she was feeling. Have we prayed with such intensity that we actually cry and tears pouring out because we found that we need to really, really seek God? In our greatest season of strife and despair, God desires for us to draw close to Him. When work failed us, Romans chapter 8 says, the Holy Spirit help us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but Spirit Himself intercede for us through wordless groan. I have been in a situation where words failed me. And sometimes I just simply come before the Lord and cried and cried and cried. But the Holy Spirit intercede for us. Because God's great love for us covers us each day. So dear friends, let us surrender our plans, our desire, our wishes, our outcome to the Lord, and surrender our church, St. Luke's, to the Lord. The third point, always remember God's faithfulness. We have a few friends who were with us last night for dinner, and one of the sharing that we have after the meal and some testimony is that God's faithfulness, about God's faithfulness in each of our lives. As Hannah prays to God, she gives Him thanks and remember His faithfulness. Again, going back to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2, it says, there is no Holy One like the Lord, no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. These are Hannah's words in her prayer. Hannah recognized God's ultimate sovereignty and that God's faithfulness prevailed. During trying times, remember God's faithfulness will strengthen, encourage and remind us that He has not abandoned us. After God granted Hannah the blessing of her son Samuel, she continued to give God's praises. Similarly to Hannah, our unwavering commitment to pursuing God in prayer and thanking God for continuing blessing keeps us be connected and encouraged that God has not forgotten us at all. As we continue to reflect and give God thanks and praise for His faithfulness, our perspective will encourage and will serve as a reminder of God's steadfast presence in our lives. Remember God's faithfulness. The last point I'd like to share is to speak victory despite opposition. Speak victory. Hannah was taunted for being barren by Elkanah's second wife, Penina, for many, many years. While Hannah was ridiculed, she did not stop praying and seeking the Lord. With overwhelming circumstances, she could have easily lost hope, but she resolved to be victorious in God. Victorious in God. Let us be encouraged by Hannah's commitment to trusting God in our circumstances and situation. Speak life into ourselves and into one another. Speak victory into one another's lives over these circumstances and into the future as well. When we are distracted by opposition, negativity, or self-doubt, we can resolve to seek God's word for renewed hope and walk in the victory that is in Christ Jesus. Walking in victory, believing in it, trusting God. Friends, let's begin to walk in victory each day and let God guide you through seasons of opposition and strife. Let me bring it to a close. Hannah's story is a powerful one of strength, courage, persistent prayer, and unwavering commitment to seeking God's face. Prayer is a powerful weapon. Today, brothers and sisters, I invite you to not lose heart and continue to pray for persistently for God, whether to pray for our church here at St. Luke's, whether to pray for like our friends in Singapore and others. If your loved one or friends are in season of ongoing adversity, challenges, or opposition, I invite you to pray and share Hannah's story and be encouraged by her resilience in seeking God. Recognizing the goodness of God means having an attitude of gratitude, simply saying yes to God. Moses didn't say, "I don't do rivers." Noah didn't say, "I don't do acts." Ruth didn't say, "I don't do mother-in-laws." David didn't say, "I don't do giants." Mary didn't say, "I don't do virgin birth." Paul didn't say, "I don't do Gentiles." Mary Magdalene didn't say, "I don't do feet." And John the Baptist didn't say, "I don't do deserts." Simply say yes to God. Say yes to God. Let us pray. Father, we want to say yes to you because you are the powerful, sovereign God. You love us, you care about our lives, and we can surrender, bring everything to you just as Hannah did. Just, we have seen so many prayer answer in our church community here. And so we pray and ask that indeed we can pray with shameless audacity and come to you and say yes to you, Lord. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.